The Omicron variant is now the dominant coronavirus variant in the United States, according to federal data released yesterday. The variant accounted for 73% of new infections last week, making a six-fold increase in its share of infections in only 1 week. Meanwhile, state health officials confirmed 2 cases of Omicron infections for the first time in Denver Monday. Both individuals are vaccinated, one of them with a booster. Hospital capacity remains tight, with about 94% of acute care beds in use. State Health Department data shows 84% of those hospitalized currently are unvaccinated. The Denver Post reports hospitals are dealing with more non-COVID patients than they had during last fall's COVID-19 surge. Staffing shortages are also limiting hospital bed capacity. The Denver Post also reports COVID-19 outbreaks have caused a wave of event cancellations for indoor public events in Colorado. The Denver Center for the Performing Arts will make an announcement today about future performances of The Lion King as the company experienced breakthrough COVID-19 cases over the weekend. Negative PCR testing allowed the company to proceed with yesterday's matinee performance, but officials canceled the pair of performances scheduled for today. Coronavirus infections are also impacting sporting events as the NBA canceled a Denver Nuggets game on Sunday as the visiting Brooklyn Nets reported breakthrough infections. The Colorado Avalanche postponed 4 games last week as 5 players were in COVID-19 protocol. Prior to an uptick of cancellations and postponements over the weekend, event promoters canceled performances earlier in the month at area venues such as the Newman Center, Blue Bird Theater, and Mission Ballroom. Governor Polis appoints Ken Matera as the CU regent for the 5th District. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Governor Jared Polis named Matera to represent the 5th Congressional District, which includes Colorado Springs. He will replace Chance Hill, who resigned his seat last month for career opportunities outside the state. The Denver Gazette reports that Hill was in the middle of a 6-year term that would have expired in 2025. Matera will serve the unpaid post until the November 8, 2022 election. The winner of that race will serve out the remaining 2 years of the term. Polis said he selected Matera, who had been endorsed by the Republican Party's 5th Congressional District Assembly, because he felt Matera would cut cost and waste and would work to make higher education affordable. Matera is an alumnus of the University of Colorado Boulder. He received a bachelor's degree in marketing from the Leeds School of Business. Matera, 64, said he plans to seek election to the seat next November. He said one of his first priorities would be to help make attending one of the Colorado University schools more affordable, noting that the cost now has become too high for many in the state to afford. Matera retired in 2015 after a long career in executive roles in marketing. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The Longmont City Council unanimously approved last evening the purchase of the 130-acre Adam Farm property. The purchase will extend the city's open space and trail network and will include 6 shares from the Oligarchy Ditch Company. The property, located southeast of Union Reservoir and west of the St. Vrain State Park, will cost the city $5.5 million, with Boulder County potentially reducing the city's cost by acquiring a conservation easement over the property for $2 million. Longmont began negotiations with the Adam family for the property in 2019. Along with open space and watershed corridor protection, the city plans on developing a trail system between Union Reservoir, St. Vrain State Park, and the St. Vrain Greenway. The Denver City Council approved a speed reduction to the city's neighborhood streets on Monday evening. The ordinance, which will go into effect as soon as Mayor Michael Hancock signs it, will reduce the default speed limit of the city's neighborhood streets to 20 miles per hour from 25 miles per hour. The City Council vote comes in response to a rise in traffic deaths this year and council members urging a cultural shift to slow down. City leaders began the 20 is Plenty campaign more than a year ago by amending the city's budget to include a $350,000 feasibility study to examine speed limit reductions for all types of city streets. The change comes with a possible $1.5 million price tag, as the city will need to change thousands of signs across the city, with the work taking 3 to 5 years to complete. Officials with the FBI Denver Division are warning Colorado and Wyoming residents about a phone scam in which imposters pose as law enforcement officials asking for payments for outstanding warrants or fines. According to the FBI, the scammers use spoof law enforcement phone numbers, names of actual officers, and mostly target women with lucrative careers and an online presence. Today's weather along the upper Metro Front Range includes mostly cloudy skies, then gradually becoming sunny with highs reaching near 60. Tonight will be mostly clear with lows in the 30s for Denver and Boulder and 28 for Fort Collins. The National Weather Service reports critical fire weather conditions over the Front Range foothills and locations near the Wyoming border with low humidity and windy conditions. There is a red flag warning in effect today from noon to 5 p.m. this afternoon for the Cheyenne Ridge, foothills, and portions of the Palmer Divide. The temperature for Denver is 44 degrees, 43 for Boulder, and 51 for Fort Collins. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.